937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the third hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, it's a toll-free number, 855-660-4261. Nice, quiet morning. People are sleeping in. Polly did a little bit of partying last night, meeting with friends and family and enjoying the holidays. So take advantage of the slow phone time, and we will try and help you to find the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. You know, one thing that you may probably have never thought about, if you have a gardening friend and you never know what to get them, and they love to play in the garden, find out where they go to do all their plant shopping. Local garden center, maybe a gift certificate from there would be nice. And most garden centers do have that. And that way, when the spring comes, they'll have some money to put down towards a tree, a shrub, or to buy a nice hanging basket or something like that. That would make a nice Christmas present for a friend or a family member, if you don't want to buy them a live plant. So, let's talk a little bit about some of the plants for the Christmas season. Ornamental peppers. This is a great plant. This is an absolutely wonderful and very decorative plant. On my newsletter this past week, it's one of the plants that we talked about. So if you're new to the show and you do not receive our weekly newsletter, go to our website, paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, .com, paulparent.com. Look on the website, and at the bottom, it says newsletter. If you click on it, all you have to do is put in your email address, hit send, and every Thursday you will receive our weekly newsletter. It's free. There's no cost to it. And while you're there, I want you to click on something that says organizations. And we have made up a list of over 50 groups and organizations across the country that you can get information from or even join, such as the American Daylily Society, the Rose Society, the Oriental Lily Society, the Dahlia Society, the Hydrangea Society, the African Violet, the Hosta. It goes on and on, and we've built links to all of those organizations. But while you're there, look at this week's newsletter, and you can get some great information about oriental peppers. Ornamental peppers. And they can be long and thin. They can be in the shape of an acorn, round, and they come in all different colors. And this is something that will give you beautiful fruit for January and probably most of February, all different colors. And they change colors They may start off yellow, but they will turn to red. They may start off green or white, and they'll turn to purple and then to red. They're easy to take care of. They just need a sunny window, and it's something that you can really enjoy, and they're a lot of fun. So try that. Okay? Tom, who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with questions. Question about geraniums.
Mary, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you. I actually have two questions. My first one is I had dug up some geraniums and potted them, and they're in the cellar. And if you could tell me when I can cut those down. And my second question is on the compost tumbler. We got this and put it together in May, and we added the grass clippings and shredded leaves, some perennials that were cut down, and seaweed. And it didn't come out how it should. So I was wondering, do we, you know, we added water to it, and I'm wondering what we did it again. We emptied it, and we started all over again and added the activator. And I don't know what we're doing wrong because it's not really composting the way it should. Do I really need to cut the perennials, like into a quarter inch or 2 inches? Or I don't know. Maybe you can tell me more about
that. Okay. Are you filling that compost tumbler?
To the top. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Well,
And you've added water.
Yes.
Are you turning it every
daily.
Day or?
Yes,
okay.
Daily.
Okay. Now, the main thing is it needs to stay moist.
Yes.
And at this time of the year, it's not really warm enough to give you too much breakdown. But I'll tell you, you'll be amazed. I filled my compost tumbler around Halloween. I threw all the pumpkins in there, and I threw, cut back the mums like you, stuffed it all in. And I just happened to have checked it yesterday, and it has shrunk about 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's cold, so it's not going to break down.
All right.
So in March, add a gallon or two of water, turn it around so that everything gets wet. And as the days begin to warm up, I'd be willing to say that by early June, what's in there now will be pretty much broken up. But it works with heat. It also works if you can mix green and brown. So like fresh grass, fresh foliage, and pine needles or leaves that have dried out. If you can mix a combination, it seems to work better. But direct sunlight all day, moisture on a regular basis, and keep turning it so that it doesn't settle and you can move all of those microbes around, and you'll have much better results. Now, on your geraniums that you put in the cellar, say goodnight to the plant. Do not cut it. Do not water it. Just leave it alone. The end of February, go down the basement, bring up your geraniums, cut them back to about 10 to 12 inches. And if you need to repot them to a larger container, you can do it at that time, or wait until it actively gets growing. Your soil will probably be bone dry, so get some Miracle-Gro. Mix it with water and saturate the pot until everything is really wet with the water and fertilizer combination, and put it near a sunny window, and in the matter of a week or 10 days, new shoots will begin to sprout. Within a couple of weeks, you'll start to see a lot of new growth, and anything that does not show signs of making new growth, at that point, remove it. And you may end up with a plant that's only 6 inches tall at that point. But I'll tell you, it is going to grow very, very quickly. What I do is I bring them out the end of February. I cut them back. I water them with the food, stick them there. And as soon as I start to see new growth develop, I also add Osmocote, the little pellets. And if it's a plant that was grown in that container, then at that point, before I put the Osmocote, I upgrade it to a pot a couple of inches larger with some fresh potting soil. Keep it warm, and it will grow. And I'll tell you, you'll have a 6-inch plant in March, and by June, it will be 12 to 18 inches wide, and it will have flower buds like you cannot believe. So for now, just look at it, say, take a good night's sleep, rest. Spring is coming, so we want you fully rested so that you can wake up and really grow for us. But for now, let it rest in the basement. It will be okay. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's a nice, quiet morning, so if you've never been able to get through, today's your day to get through. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Rhode Island with a question about Euonymus.
Euonymus. Hey, you're getting good at this. Jack, good morning and Merry Christmas
morning,
to you
Tom.
And your family.
Good morning. Good morning. For several seasons, I've been propagating Euonymus. They seem to propagate readily. They've always been the green leaf with either a yellow or a white border around the periphery.
Right.
This season, I've had some that have been sort of a light purple, or lavender, I guess you'd call it. And I was wondering if this means either a death knell or a different species of it. And however, the green part of the leaf is a vibrant green. And would you know the reason for the purple tinge?
Well, you may have a spot, is what it's called. Now, the green and yellow is called Euonymus gold, and the green and white is called Euonymus gaiety. And these are both spots. Both of these plants were developed at a nursery in Ipswich, Massachusetts, called Corliss Brothers. And their nursery was a leading nursery in a Euonymus plant that was sold as a shrub. And it was a beautiful solid green leaf that grew into a mound. And it was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful plant. When I lived in Massachusetts, we used to buy from Corliss Brothers because of this beautiful Euonymus. Well, in the spring one day, they were doing some pruning, and yellow and green came out, and then some yellow and white came out. They cut that, they brought it to their greenhouse, it propagated, and it grew, so they patented the plant, and the owners have since sold the business to their employees. So you may have come across a new variety. Take good care of it. And what you can do is, if the plant continues to have that purple, go take a piece of it and go to Corliss Brothers in Ipswich, Mass. With this cutting and talk to them. And maybe they can help you. You may have found a brand new sport to the Euonymus family. And that could be exciting. And it could be profitable to you. So take care of the plant. And in the spring, just cut, make a couple of cuttings. Bring it down in a plastic bag and ask to see the garden center or the nursery manager. Show them what you have, and they can help you out a little bit. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will work together to help you to prepare for the holiday seasons. And if you have somebody that's a new gardener and they want to keep better records, from now until Tuesday, the Garden Journal is on sale from $30 to $25 if you buy two or more. And we'll get them out for you Monday or Tuesday, depending when you want. And it will really help them to remember what they did from one year to another. It's a great journal. Look at it on our website, paulparent.com. And if you're looking for a fresh centerpiece, my son Jason is here today, and he is making centerpieces today that we can ship out Monday and Tuesday only. And Jason is not just my son, he is an incredible florist. He has been written up in 7 bridal national magazines.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Good morning on this beautiful, beautiful blue sky, sunny morning here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. We want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and hopefully a good new year for all of you. If we can help you with your garden, 855-660-4261. It's toll free. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about wiltproof.
Hey, Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Barbara, you already hung up on us. You got to wait a little bit longer than that. Okay, Tom, who's next?
We've got Karen from Mass with a question about citrus trees.
Karen, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. I have actually two questions. I noticed I've got about six different types of citrus trees, and
yes.
All of them have grown on the soil like this white cotton candy type, I guess, mold or fungus. You can actually take your hand and, you know, pull it off and throw the soil out. And I thought maybe it was because they were overwatered. So I put them outside during some of the nice days and let them completely dry out. And I've sprayed them with Daconil, and then I thought maybe I shouldn't have done that because they're someday maybe I'll get fruit. And then I've sprayed them with the neem with a little bit of copper. So I don't know what that white fuzzy stuff is. And then a second question real quick is, during that October storm, I've got four dwarf apple trees, and one of the limbs was snapped off, and I wasn't able to cut it nice and flush. And it's kind of jagged. Should I put some candle wax in there to keep it from dehydrating? I did spray it with the wilt proof, and but I mean, it's a pretty good set, probably like a 4 or 5 inch limb that got broken off.
Okay. For now, on the tree, yes, if you can get out and just rub it with some candle wax, just to fill in all the cracks and where it's kind of splintery. And then in March, April, when you get out, then take a good sharp knife and try and make a nice smooth cut to get rid of all that jagged wood. And put a nice, you know, a nice flush surface on it. And once you've done that, then what they're doing now, the nursery industry, they're not painting with that tree paint anymore. They're finding that the tree will heal faster without it. And if there's a real big cut, what they'll do is they'll put a little bit of just plain white latex paint on it to keep the moisture out. But in your case, a nice smooth surface with a good sharp knife, just be careful you don't cut yourself, and then light a candle, rub some paraffin wax on it, and you should be okay. Now, the white that's going on the soil is a fungus. And it's a fungus similar to a mushroom, and it's growing on the soil. Could be because it has a lot of organic matter. Could be because of the moisture. But I'll tell you, the best way to stop it, just buy a small bag of fresh potting soil and put a half inch covering of fresh soil right on top of it, and that will block all of the fungus spores. You'll have nice clean soil and you won't have to worry about it. And the daconil that you put on it is a fungicide that breaks down real quick. And daconil is something that can be used on fruits and vegetables. So don't be concerned. And by the time the plant makes a fruit, it will be totally dissipated anyways. But daconil is very, very safe and can be used in the vegetable garden. But I would just scrape off all of that white, buy a little bag of general purpose potting soil, put a half an inch to an inch on it, and that will help the plant also to retain more moisture, and that white will just disappear. Thank you, and you have a great Christmas season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tabor from Cape Cod with a question about woodpeckers.
Well, good morning, and we're glad to hear from beautiful Cape Cod. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Hello. Is this
Hi.
For me?
Yes, it's for you.
Okay, thank you. Paul, I'm not sure you're the source I should be seeking. However, I will tell you a problem I have. The woodpeckers are attacking our house. They've done quite a bit of damage, pecking into the trim and onto the shingles. How do we get rid of them?
I'll tell you, I've had this question like 5 or 6 times this year, and each time I'm getting emails from people, and they're telling me the exact same thing. Now, what I've been told, 2 of the emails I got were from a builder I had one email from a man who was a professional painter, and what all three of these construction people told me sounds crazy, but they claim that it will solve the problem.
Yes.
They told me to get a bright yellow either piece of plastic or take a piece of wood and paint it bright yellow. Something
yes.
that's probably 6 inches by 6 inches. And I think probably the best bet for you, go to a hardware store
yes.
where they sell signs that say home for rent or keep out private property, that the sign is yellow. Turn it upside down so that you only see the yellow and tack it where the woodpecker has been attacking the house. And they claim, for some reason, that the woodpecker will not go back to that area if he sees bright yellow in that area. They don't understand it, but they have emailed me. One man even called me, and he said, Paul, it is the weirdest thing. We just take this yellow plastic for sale sign and turn it upside down because the back is blank, and we'll just tack it up there with a staple gun or a nail where the woodpecker is going, and he will not go back to that same area. So if they're in three places, buy a sign, a big one, cut it in three or four places, and just tack it up there temporarily and see what happens. But they swear by it, give it a try, you got nothing to lose, and then give me a call back later and tell me what happens. But three people have told me the same thing, bright yellow and a for sale sign, the backside is blank. Tack it up. It doesn't have to be a big thing. They said like a 6x6 or 8x8 sign, and the woodpecker will not go back to that area. What do you got to lose? Give it a try. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Grace from Mass with a question about Amarvillas.
Good morning, Grace, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, too, Paul, and thank you for being there in my Sunday morning wake-up. Listen,
thank you.
Another Amarillo's bulb, and I'm on beautiful Cape Cod, too. Now, I wanted a really spectacular show with the Amarillas, so I put four bulbs in a huge plastic bowl. Paul, it was spectacular. Do you know I had 12 to 13 trumpets at one time? The white
wow.
with the red lines, and then later the red ones came out. It was great. I put them on the deck after May, and one of them even bloomed during the summer. I fed them. They were beautiful. Okay, now, come September, and according to your directions, down the cellar. Paul, we could not lift up that bowl. It is so heavy. The best we could do is we just slithered it into the sliding doors right inside the deck. Well, there it is. I cut off the dead leaves. I have not watered it. I've been cutting off the dead leaves as they go. And
right.
we can't lift it. But now the darn thing is growing. What do I do? Am I going to get flowers? Should I split them up? Help. What do I do with these bulbs?
Okay. For now, what's happened is if you brought it in September and you stopped watering it and the plant started to go dormant, it has rested. And normally, if it rests during September, October, and November, that's more than enough time for the plant to go through dormancy. So now it's beginning to grow. And it will bloom for you during January. So during January, water, and feed it every 2 to 3 weeks, something like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and type fertilizer, and keep it actively growing when the weather gets nice. Bring it outside, and at that point, you can pull the bulbs out of your container and repot them. And what you may find, Grace, is that some of those amaryllis bulbs are beginning to make side shoots, with creating a brand new bulb. So you can put them in 5 different containers if you want, but you cannot divide them until you put them outside in May. But at that point, pull them up, pull them apart, and then repot them, feed them, and they'll do real well. But for now, start feeding them every couple of weeks. Keep them cool. Give them plenty of sunlight, and they should be in bloom for you during the month of January. Congratulations, and you will have a new show of color. Now, this time, what I want you to do, Grace, if you want to keep them all in that pot, I want you to buy artificial soil, not regular potting soil, but artificial soil. Miracle-Gro potting soil. They make it with pine bark mulch, compost, peat moss, and all types of organic product. No real dirt, but all lightweight. And that way you'll be able to pick up that container. So when you put it outside, pull it apart, shake off all the soil, replant it with artificial soil. And that way you'll be able to handle that container a lot better. But keep it cool, lots of sun, and it will bloom for you.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air, That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Well, good morning. Let's go right to those phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Laura from Maine with a question about lilacs.
Hey, Laura, how can we help you with your lilacs? And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Paul. I have a tall, thin lilac bush. I've neglected never cutting it back. And it's too late to cut it, as you explained, because of the cold now.
Right.
And what could I do to make it healthy for the spring?
Okay. When the spring arrives, what I want you to do is I want you to remove the grass around the plant, and so that you have at least 18 inches of no grass all the way around the base of your plant. And put down a couple of inches of bark mulch or compost, pine needles, something like that, so that the grass and the weeds won't fill in. And it will help to retain the moisture during the heat of summer. Now, I want you to fertilize that plant with something called Plant Tone. It's a slow release, all organic, and it will help to encourage the lilac to make new growth. The other thing, lilacs love a sweet soil, so that if you can add 2 or 3 or 4 handfuls of lime or if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, or maybe you have a neighbor that has a wood stove or a fireplace, ask them if they can give you some of the wood ash, and you would put that around your lilac. And that will help to make the soil sweeter to encourage new growth. Okay? Now, in April, cut back your lilac plant by about 25%. So every branch that's on there, cut it back, let's say, 6 to 10, maybe even 12 inches if you've got some really tall ones. And you want to try and do that early in the year, you know, before all the leaves come out, so that it will encourage the new growth to replace where you have pruned it. And I'm pretty sure that if you can remove the grass, put down some mulch, some compost or pine needles, lime it, feed it, and prune it, that your plant will come right back to life, will get thicker and fuller, and you'll have flowers within the next year or two. It's as simple as that. A little bit of TLC will go a long way. Tom, I think we can take one more before the top of the hour.
All right, let's try and fit her in. Next up, we've got Dottie from Mass with a question about orchids.
Hey, Dottie, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you, Paul, and same to you. I enjoy your program very, very much. My one question is, I have tulips in a container in my garage, and they are sprouting. The other question is how to care for my orchid.
Okay. On your tulips that are beginning to sprout, bring them upstairs, put them near a sunny window, and they will be in bud by New Year's and in bloom by the middle of January for you. And that's a real good thing. On your orchids, what you want to do is you want to keep them in a sunny window. And if you can fertilize them every month with something like Miracle-Gro, they will absolutely go crazy for you. So don't be scared. Feed them often, water as needed, and give them as much sunshine as possible at this time of the year. The only other thing is, if you have a heating source like a wood stove, a fireplace, or a duct that gives you hot air, keep it away from there, because orchids like humidity. And if you can give it more of a humid type growing area, it will do much better. Okay? So if it's in a room with a wood stove, move it to a different room. If it's in a room that has ductwork for forced hot air heat, move it as far away from the ductwork as possible to keep